Welcome into the 5 o'clock hour of News on the Hill. I am Brighton McConnell, and we have a lot to catch you up on. We just got breaking news out of the Orange County Health Department saying it has not received any new doses of the coronavirus vaccine from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services for 3 straight weeks. And that means that they have now exhausted their entire supply of first doses. This release that we got from the health department says this will limit greatly how many new first-time vaccinations can be completed in the next few weeks. Second doses are still okay, according to the health department. Those people who have received their first doses will still be able to get their second doses at the appointment time that they have made, but people who are trying to schedule new first-time vaccinations will face some significant uphill battles now as the county health department waits for more allocation from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. Director Quintana Stewart said as of Sunday, all of the doses that they have been exhausted. And she said in a release, quote, "We understand that this must be frustrating for our community members to hear, and we want to let you know that we share in your frustration." The health department is currently still trying to schedule healthcare workers, long-term care residents and staff, and older adults age 65 and up for these appointments. There are approximately 22,000 people in the county who are 65 years or older qualifying for that phase two category for vaccinations. And this is a story we will be keeping in our eye on as the week goes on. Of course, we also heard from UNC Health earlier today. They only received 10,000 doses, first-time doses from the state for their vaccination efforts across the entire state this upcoming week. That represents just a fraction of what they were expecting. So it seems like there is a first-time dose shortage or a slow crawl of the vaccination allocation for different departments and places that are working on vaccination efforts across North Carolina at the moment. We've received some latest updates from the State Department of Health and Human Services about COVID-19's spread today as well. Remember, the new variant of the virus is reportedly now in North Carolina with the first case of the B.1.1.7 variant found in a sample from an adult in Mecklenburg County. This variant has been reported as spreading quickly in areas like the United Kingdom, with early indications showing it could be more infectious than the original COVID-19. State health officials say while this is concerning, the prevention methods in place, the 3 W's and staying at home when possible, should still be effective. They also said it's believed the vaccines being distributed should also still work as protections against the new variant. One positive note from the COVID-19 data from the State Department of Health and Human Services is hospitalizations. The number for those fell again over the weekend and now reaches one full week of decreases every single day, and it's led to 700 open beds newly open beds, I should say, across hospitals in the state. We've been talking about vaccine distribution efforts, and certainly one of the largest systems to do so is UNC Health, who, as I mentioned, is getting fewer doses this week than expected, but they have administered more than 60,000 doses across all their locations here in North Carolina, including at the big clinic at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill. Obviously, many more people are interested, though, with UNC Health reporting that more than 50,000 future appointments have already been scheduled. 97.9 The Hill's Elk Harris has more on how UNC Health is managing this influx of appointments alongside its precious supply of vaccine.
As the state and each county receives a limited supply of vaccine each week, local clinics are operating by appointment-only protocol to avoid long lines and overcrowding. UNC Health said it's sticking with appointment-only scheduling to avoid further complicating the vaccination process while still getting out doses equitably. While UNC Health is operating by appointment-only vaccinations, the State Health Department is encouraging clinics to adopt a waitlist to make sure no vaccines are wasted. At a COVID-19 press conference last week, Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Mandy Cohen, said the state's guidance to vaccine providers is don't waste any doses.
We are saying that if you are at the end of a day and you have 2-3 doses left over, but you're out of folks who are fit that priority category, our recommendation is keep a wait list. Keep a wait list where you can call someone last minute to come in that does fit those priority categories. You don't ever have to waste it.
Waste is common in global inoculation campaigns, with millions of doses of flu shots trashed each year. By one World Health Organization estimate, more than half of all vaccines are thrown away because they were mishandled, unclaimed, or expired. The coronavirus rollout appears to have bucked that trend, with providers going out of their way to pull in eligible recipients.
But our guidance is also, if you even can't find someone on that priority list, find the closest arm of who wants to get vaccinated and get that in, because we as a state don't want to waste any vaccine.
Despite efforts to limit waste, the state has still had to discard some vaccine. Of the 60,000 doses administered through UNC Health, around 100 doses, or less than 0.2%, have been disposed of. A spokesperson for UNC Health said these discarded doses are due to a bent needle, a drop dose, or accidental spillage of medication. If anything happens that is unexpected during dose preparation, UNC Health's practice is to reject that dose rather than administer to a patient. The healthcare system said, as with all medications, there is a potential for missteps that require disposal. Cohen confirmed that these particular vaccines require extremely careful handling.
We are seeing very small numbers of vaccine waste recorded in our CVMS system, but it's very few, like in the tens of doses. But even that for me is too much. We don't want to be wasting here. You know, there are always issues. As you know, these vaccines are challenging. They need to be diluted and then put into syringes. So none of this is perfect, but we are really encouraging folks on best practices related to getting as many doses as they can out of each and every vial.
If someone doesn't show up for an appointment at UNC Health's vaccination clinics, another appointment is pulled forward so as not to waste a dose. At this time, health officials are urging residents to have patience throughout the vaccination rollout and continue checking back to yourshot.org. As more vaccine supply is received, more appointments will be made available online. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.
You heard Elle mention that Friday Center location once again. As we have learned, UNC Health, in addition to Orange County receiving less vaccine allocation from the state government than expected, with UNC receiving 10,000 doses for all of its location across the state and Orange County receiving none at the moment for the third straight week. Time now for a look at sports. Lots of action over this weekend for Tar Heel basketball. The women's team was in action yesterday on Sunday and took down the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame behind two strong performances from their most senior members. They beat the Fighting Irish 78-73 in Carmichael, and graduate transfers Stephanie Watts and Petra Holoshinska scored 25 and 24 points each to rally the team from a four-point deficit in the beginning of the fourth quarter to end up surging ahead through crunch time. With that win, UNC snapped a three-game losing streak and improved to 8-5 on the season. They are now 3-5 in conference play. The Tar Heels return to action on Thursday with a tough task ahead of them. They'll be hitting the road to face the number one-ranked Louisville Cardinals program in a game scheduled for an 8 p.m. tip-off. Meanwhile, on the men's side, they faced off against an in-state rival, NC State, on Saturday. Carolina used their size advantages in the paint to drive the offense and gather rebounds, pulling off an 86-76 win and avenging a loss against the Wolfpack back in December. We're going to hear Art Chansky talk about that game in his sports notebook here coming up in just a little bit. But that performance on Saturday, coupled with a very good performance against Wake Forest earlier in the week, earned Caleb Love Freshman of the Week in the ACC. He averaged across those two games I mentioned 17.5 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1.5 steals. Really good performance from him, and he is awarded with the conference Freshman Player of the Week award. Turning out to UNC football, fresh off winning another national championship, the Alabama football program is undergoing some staff shakeups. Reports that as Charles Huff, their running back coach, leaves to become the head coach at Marshall, Crimson Tide will be hiring Robert Gillespie, the UNC running backs coach, for the same position. Now, under Gillespie's leadership at Carolina, running backs Michael Carter and Javonte Williams both became All-Americans this past season and produced some of the most incredible production in history with their ground attack. Gillespie's replacement, according to footballscoop.com, could be a familiar face to UNC fans. UNC head coach Mack Brown is expected to bring back Larry Porter as the Tar Heel running back coach to replace Gillespie. Porter coached under Larry Fedora here from 2014 to 2016. He is currently a tight end and running backs coach for the Auburn football program. In other Tar Heel football news, 6 Carolina players were named to the 2020 All-ACC Academic Football Team on Monday. They include quarterback Sam Howell, safeties Don Chapman and Jaquarius Conley, defensive lineman Tamari Fox, and cornerback Cameron Kelly, as well as punter Ben Kiernan. Can't forget about him. Time now to hear Art Chansky's thoughts on the win over NC State this past weekend.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina stays on the right trajectory just in time. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels' 10-point win over NC State Saturday had more pluses than minuses. They avenged the early loss in Raleigh, which Roy Williams has called the worst defensive game he's ever coached. They bumped their ACC record to 5-3 and 10-5 overall, and they kept shooting the ball well, following up their hot second half versus Wake Forest by making 57% and 52% on the Wolfpack. All this as UNC embarks on a 3-game swing at Pitt Tuesday night, at Clemson the following Tuesday, and at Duke on February 6th. UNC is 6-0 at home, 3-1 on neutral courts, but only 1-4 on the road. The rest of the ACC is jumbled behind Virginia and Florida State, two teams Carolina plays at home in February. So the Heels have to win at least one of the next 3 road games, preferably 2, to stay in the race and on the right side of the NCAA tournament bubble. Williams likes the shot selection lately and pounding the ball inside, where Armando Bacot and De'Ron Sharp combined for 33 points and 18 rebounds against State, and still wants the balance of the second half when Curran Walton's 2 3-pointers held off the pack. With 14 offensive rebounds and 18 points off them, Carolina remains atop the ACC and among the national leaders, but it is still not the high-octane offense old Roy wants, with just 11 fast-break points and only 10 off State's 11 turnovers. The Pack had 17 of the latter. And, of course, hitting only 8 of 18 free throws won't do, especially on the road. Before Pitt's surprise loss at Wake Forest, the Panthers were one of the hottest teams in the ACC. South forward Justin Champagne leads the ACC in scoring and rebounding on his way to Player of the Year. He will be a load for Leaky Black to handle. Xavier Johnson leads the ACC in assists and runs the quickest backcourt in the conference. So Pitt will be a good test for UNC's improving freshman guards, Caleb Love, R.J. Davis, Anthony Harris, and Walton, who totaled 43 points and 12 assists against State, but also had 9 turnovers, 5 from Love. "We've had 60 practices and 15 games," Williams said, "so they are no longer freshmen. The next 3 games are the place to prove it." This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Got a couple more pieces of local news to catch you up with here. We have some recent news out of UNC this afternoon. The university has issued arrest warrants for a suspect in an investigation connected to vandalism at the Campus Y from this past weekend. The release on Monday said that it happened between January 23rd and 24th, and that the vandalism inside was anti-Semitic symbols with a racial epithet written on a whiteboard in the building that has historically been the hub of social justice on the UNC community campus. Provost Bob Bluen and Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs Amy Johnson strongly denounced this vandalism in a release shared with the campus community on Monday. They said, quote, "Hateful vandalism is not acceptable anywhere on our campus, but this breach of an established organization that promotes equality and justice is particularly egregious." So we will have more information as UNC police and other authorities are looking for the perpetrator in this event. You can be sure that we will have updates on chapelprayer.com and here on the air as we continue to do so. One update from a case and story that we've been following for many months now. The family of Sydney West announced on Monday they are offering a $10,000 reward for any information that leads to her return. West, who is from the Chapel Hill area, had went to high school in the Chapel Hill area, I should say, and whose family still lives here, has been missing since September 30th in the San Francisco, California area, where she was living with friends at the time. The release from the West family states she was last seen at 6:45 a.m. in the region of the Golden Gate Bridge. The family hired a private investigator in the last few months who says dozens of tips have been followed up on, but none so far have led to Sydney's whereabouts. She last spoke to her family on September 29th, the night before her disappearance, and the family says her phone, social media, and bank accounts have not been used since that date. The $10,000 reward they are offering will expire on April 1st of this year, We have a description of Sid, as well as photos of her, as well as the phone number for the private investigator, all posted on chapelboro.com if you want to head there for more information.